What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Audio journal entry number 19, I think it is. One of my favorite things to talk about is normalizing how we approach this business, because most people that get involved with it do not have a business background. They don't have a leadership background. I mean, most of them do, and that's kind of the point, my point that I'm going to make really quickly here. By the way, my wife just had neck surgery. She had her C6, C5 and C6 vertebrae fused, literally like a couple days out. So I'm just getting back from doing some errands. So I just wanted to touch down really quickly and just share from the heart, because I want everybody to think about it like this. And by the way, number one, this is not counsel. Never do anything for the first time without checking upline, even, mindset stuff. But if you own a company and you needed, let's say, 10 employees to do sales for you, all right? You've got all the rest of the departments filled, accounting, legal, HR, everything's rocking and rolling. You're the CEO. But you're also one of the head recruiters, because you really want to make sure that you got the right people in there. And the first thing you do is, okay, what is the job description? What is somebody in this role? What is somebody something that they would have to do? So that's blah 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 blah, making calls, doing research, knowing your product, whatever it is for that specific business. And then you put out some job ads, whether it's linked through LinkedIn or ZipRecruiter, and hopefully the person that is looking for that specific type of job will see the ad, get in touch with you, impress you, and then through your hiring and interview process, you decide if you're going to hire them or not. Notice how all the control is on your end, meaning they're not doing you a favor by getting hired. Yeah, they are in a way, but number one, this position pays, whatever it is per year. So no matter what, whoever's in that position is going to be well compensated. And so beyond money, you start looking for the qualities that fit with your team, being positive and, a teamwork and team, just whatever it is, not being a jerk, So let's relate that to see how the mindset is. You are hiring them. They're not doing you any favors by, quote, joining your team. And what happens in the Amway business is that people get started, and they, of course, one of the fastest ways we can grow this business is by accessing people's A and B lists, their close family and then their friends and acquaintances, right? And if you can go through those lists properly, you could help somebody get some business going very fairly quickly. And if you can't, then it's up to that IBO to learn this business enough to where they can start, and I don't, I'm gonna use the I'm gonna use the word recruiting, because that's what it is. We recruit people. We recruit and train salespeople, basically. Now, that's not how we approach it, because we're not, bad breath salesmen selling bad products to people who don't need it. We are, problem solvers who are offering solutions to those who have an issue they're dealing with, whether it's health, wellness, and home care products, something delivered to their door, or they have a career purpose slash financial slash opportunity slash being a part of something great. They have that desire. And when we find and we uncover those problems and we uncover those desires, that's when we are able to show them, saying, hey, look, can't promise anything, but what you were just telling me, I think this over here can help you with that. And you're not even the quote sales, you're not even the guy that's, you're just showing them the options. And so back to the whole hiring and recruiting mindset, when we're out there, we got to think about what's the job description of this business? Now, it's not a job, it's literally an independent contractor position. And if you approach it like that, I believe you're going to have greater success and have greater confidence and be able to overcome objections and overcome any resistance, which doesn't mean it's a bad thing. A lot of super, super sharp people people are going to press into something a little bit. And if it, the minute it sounds weird, or the minute it sounds like you don't believe in what you're talking about, it's over. So I just got home. I'm going to do a part two at some point, kind of delving in further. Hopefully, if I remember, no big deal. I might even just release this. Get out there, make a list of names, know your product, use your products, sell those products to people that need them. Go out there and recruit and train for the position of IBO, which means, you know, using and selling products and sharing this opportunity on a regular basis. It's not that big a deal, guys. We shouldn't have to push people. All we do is simply offer this to people, and they make the decision on what they're going to do with it. All right, over and out. Go Diamond. All right, ladies and gents, back with the part two of sorts. Got home and got my wife taken care of. I'm now running to the store, picking up a couple things. So we finished off, talking about what your mindset would be if you owned a company and you were hiring for a specific position. First of all, you wouldn't be trying to convince everybody to do the job, to be, you know, to even interview, you know, let alone like filling the position. You wouldn't encourage everybody. And what I mean by that is, a lot of people that join the Amway business, they think that the old mindset was this: if you hold a mirror under their nose and they fogged it up, show them the plan. And what that was, it meant just show everybody the plan. Some people will get in, and it was kind of the throw mud at the wall technique. But that has its major drawbacks, and of course, as you can tell, what a pain in the butt. You think, yeah, you got to show this to everybody and feel like everybody you meet could be a prospect. I just don't think that's true. I think if you look at the if you made a list of the qualities that make up a good IBO, you know, teachable, accountable, of course, part of the core steps, and then of course a desire for maybe health and wellness products, or maybe you're excited about consumable merchandise and the prospect of having a company with consumable merchandise. You might not just love every single product, but I mean, I really think it starts with the products in our business, becoming comfortable with basically being not a salesperson. You know, we're not selling stuff. Again, we're not order takers. You know, we're not being like, okay, what do you want? You know, nobody just wants to be sold stuff. But if we approach it like a problem solver, like a consultant, and saying, hey, I don't know if you knew Bobby Jean, whatever. I recently got started in my own business. I'm an independent contractor for Amway, and they manufacture and distribute some of the best home health, wellness, beauty, and home care products. I'm not calling you to try to sell you anything. I just simply wanted to ask you a few questions and find out, number one, if you had any issues or problems or anything like that we might be able to help solve, or even if you knew somebody. So no pressure and blah, blah, blah. I'm just continually taking the pressure off of folks, you know? And then let's move to the opportunity side of things. You know, people that have a want, need, or desire for more time or money is really one of the best ways to look at it. But then also, you got to maintain the attitude of like a hiring manager saying, hey, okay, good, man. I can tell you got a great attitude. Oh, I'm impressed by that. Let me ask you this. Outside of your current position, are you looking for any ways to develop extra income? Have you ever thought about business ownership? What do you think about entrepreneurship? Stuff like that, to see if the person has that ambition chip, as they used to say. But really, we're looking for someone that wants to be an entrepreneur. If you really look at it, people that join the Amway business are independent contractors that partner, that basically have exclusive rights to sell and deliver these products. And so let's continue to think about that, because that's going to help us design our approach to where, again, we're not focusing on getting people, needing people. It's people end up finding out that, yeah, you know, I do have an entrepreneurial desire, but I just have no idea where to start. Or, man, I know these network marketing companies are good businesses, but everyone I've looked at, something doesn't feel right, you know? So anyways, we're hiring for a position, but that position is a volunteer position. And the job description is ambitious, open-minded, teachable, accountable, the desire for entrepreneurship, the desire to solve people's problems with products and opportunities. So anyways, guys, let's run with that. And I'm just excited about encouraging anybody that might listen to this, listen to your upline and just don't get caught in the whirlwind of thinking you need to show everybody this thing. This thing is awesome. This thing is the best thing we found, really. But it's not for everybody. And if you have that mindset, that's kind of the takeaway. It actually is going to work in your favor because people want what they can't have as well. So keep people at arm's distance. Make them work their way to actually see what you're doing. Don't be afraid of saying Amway. Don't be afraid of saying, hey, are you entrepreneurial at all? Have you ever heard of Amway? Stuff like that. So, all right, guys, that's it. I got to head to this. I got to look at my map here because I'm headed the wrong direction. We'll talk to you guys really soon. God bless. Diamond.